Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
It's America. It is America. USA. What's on your mind? Gathering of Patriots every weekday morning. Glad to have you along today. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here.
Yeah, I've seen enough.
This is the point when you say something.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yo, yes, I'm here. I'm still here.
Kevin's here.
You bet.
Yeah.
Present and accounted for.
Tuesday edition of the program.
Looking at some audio options for the show today. There's so much to choose from.
My personal favorite is Peter Doocy at the White House yesterday with KJP.
Guy's a beast.
He is unafraid.
Why is he the only one that gets in there, though? Why is he the only one? Can't we get,
those others.
I got a couple of Newsmax guys that like to let loose in that press briefing room. I got a couple of...
Well, Newsmax is there, but they won't...
They're
back row.
Yeah, and they'll never get called on.
Yeah. So Peter Doocy only has a shot because he's in the front row because he's one of the news network, one of the networks.
Yep.
MSNBC, CNN, Fox News Channel, along with ABC, CBS, NBC.
I want to put Greg Gutfeld or Jesse Waters in there then. You know, really? I mean, seriously. And ask some serious questions. How about Tucker? Let Tucker Carlson get into that press briefing.
Yeah.
Please. How about that?
Here's the deal. As fun as that sounds.
Never going to call on them.
They wouldn't call on them.
Nope. They'd sit there and we'd look.
Yeah. They'd twist in the wind.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Question of the day today. We have Congressman Kelly Armstrong later on in this program. And I'd like to relay from you to him what your wishes are related to the debate over the debt ceiling. Should Republicans, and by the way, the House Republicans are taking the lead on this in negotiating with the White House. So Congressman Armstrong and his House colleagues will have some significant sway over what ends up happening there. Are we okay with whatever it takes, government shutdown, you name it, as long as we hold out for real spending cuts, fiscal responsibility, before anything happens with the debt ceiling being raised? Is that what we want?
Why, and why is it the first thing they scream that's going to get cut is, they're going to cut your Social Security.
Because it
works. They're going to cut your Medicare and your Medicaid. You ain't going to have no health care.
It's good politics.
They're going to take it all away.
It works.
That stuff's funded.
They win every time politically.
It's ridiculous.
For that reason.
How about we look at maybe cutting the billions of dollars for somebody's hiking trail or somebody's pride center or somebody,
One thing that's...
Never talk about that.
One thing is that they use is that the checks would be late. Same with VA benefits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In other words, they're not saying that the funding won't be there ultimately. They're saying they'd be delayed.
How about we get the government out of schools? That'd be a good start. You know, shut the DOE down. Save a little money there.
But
and then maybe Social Security survives.
Are we okay? Yeah. And I am. Because I think it'd be a good way for the Republicans... that currently control the House to prove how they're different, to say, unless we lower our spending, we're not going to sign off on raising the debt ceiling. I mean, all the rhetoric will come, Kevin, to your point. It'll all come. But that's my question of the day. Answer the question, 701-271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776. It'll help us pass on a little flavor to Congressman Armstrong, who will join us an hour from now on the program. Give him a little guidance from the constituents. What do you want in this debate? Interesting dynamic. The House Republicans are now taking the lead in this debate because the Senate Republicans under Mitch McConnell are the minority. So they said, hey, House Republicans, you negotiate with the White House. So that's what's happening here. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. Texter says, do you want to talk about the Declaration of North America that Biden signed? I think that's more important than any debt ceiling discussion right now. We're losing our sovereignty and no one talks about it. I'm familiar with what you're talking about, and you can find it on the White House website, chapter and verse, not very long. Declaration of North America. This is the one that was signed with the Prime Minister of Canada and the President of Mexico. And it goes through a bunch of, you know what this is it's happy talk. It's a bunch of happy talk amongst a bunch of liberals. We're determined to fortify our region's security, prosperity, sustainability, and inclusiveness through commitments across six pillars. One, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Happy talk one. Two, climate change and the environment. Three, competitiveness. Four, migration and development. Five, health. And six, regional security. Here's the deal. I don't doubt these three, Biden, Trudeau, and the Mexican president, Obrador. I don't doubt for a minute that they want this. There's nothing in here that says how you do it other than, you know, we're going to talk about it. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. It doesn't have any teeth in it. Doc is on the line. Doc, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, so how are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Well, I guess I can't complain. I'm sitting out here in my car waiting for my wife to get back from getting her whatever you want to call it. Anyway, no matter what, I'm just, you know, it bothers the heck out of me. You know, we're all Americans, for crying out loud. Americans, you know, we were born here or we migrated here and we went through all the hassles that we went through to become a person of the nation because we've, you know, immigrated. So, you know, the immigrants know more about our government than we know about it. Half of us have forgotten that it's a three-part system. It's a three-part system. And it bothers the heck out of me that just recently we finally got away from the idea of judicial or litigant. Which one is it? Are we supposed to be looking at a nation that has laws, or are the laws covered in a sense brought out by our judicial? It's not supposed to be that way. It doesn't make any sense to me that, you know, this president, you know, he gets a pass every time he turns all this junk being found. And they don't, you know, why didn't they raid his house like they did Trump's?
Well, he's talking about hypocrisy. I mean, and you're right. The executive orders, and we'll follow this law, but not that law. But who's doing most of that? I mean, sorry.
Let me ask you, Doc, do you think that the average American watching the difference in the coverage of Trump and the documents versus Biden thinks what you think, that this is hypocrisy?
Yeah, I hate to say this, but I think half of them think that Trump was a dictator, and they think that Biden's a really good guy.
I don't know if it's half, but good point.
It's a little bit more. I don't know. You know, when you think about it, look at what happened in Pennsylvania. I mean, Fox looked like he could. Oz could have been a heck of a doggone
senator.
He could have, And why didn't they pick him? Well, because the Democrats got behind the other guy. And then looking at trucks filled with whatever it was filled with, backing into a place that looks kind of like a place where they do the voting at.
All of a sudden, you got ballots.
And then they sit there and they tell us that nothing's wrong, nothing's wrong, nothing to see. It's almost like we're talking about the Wizard of Oz.
Do not look behind the curtain. There's nothing to see there.
You make some very good points, Doc, and I'm glad your wife is not back at the car. We got a chance to visit.
We get it, though, brother.
And
totally get it.
With your wisdom. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Others, welcome. 701-271-1100 on What's On Your Mind. Some text rolling in, too. It's 701-237-1590. More after this.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Join the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We talked to Vince, and you went through why hot springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down, it's been hot spring spas, mainly because of the low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so, so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon.
Love so much, can't count all the ways I'd die for you, girl, and all they can say is, isn't that your kind? They never get tired of putting.
What do we want in this debate over the debt ceiling? Question for you on What's On Your Mind, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. 701-271-1100. If few texts coming as well. Cut spending to match the debt ceiling right now or shut it down. Cut spending to match the debt ceiling right now.
Which is saying spend what you make. No more credit. No more expanding the credit limit. No more using the card. Put it down.
So going forward, we don't spend any more
than we make.
We don't add to the debt.
Period.
Government employees should be paid until the issue. No government employees should be paid until the issue is resolved. No back pay either.
Well, come on now. We've got to take care of our vets. There's a lot of things that have to get, and we have to keep, you know, there's a lot of people that are essential, that truly are essential. But they'll tell you that the hiking trail with Michelle Obama's name on it needs $300 million, and this Pride Center in New York and this Trans Center needs, and we need a park where those people can feel safe, and you need to pay for it.
Yeah,
that's the stuff we're talking about.
They have a different idea of essential than you and I do.
Enough with this. You know, if that place and those people want to put a hiking trail in,
I want to play devil's advocate for a minute here and go back to our conversation with Doc, and specifically Dr. Oz and
Fetterman. He is a senator, Boston. Man. He is that guy.
Now
Fetterman is in the U.S. Senate now.
I can't even comprehend it.
Right now.
Can't even grasp it. But here, do you know why he is? He is because people didn't care about who the R was, or who the D was, or what their qualifications were. If we're to believe the prognosticators, Roe versus Wade, being overturned by the Supreme Court, brought a whole wave of voters out who just said, I'm voting D.
Because they were so concerned that a woman might not be able to take the life of her unborn child. There were so many people.
Didn't vote before, didn't anything, but, you know, and nobody spotted it. So, let me ask you this. Now I'm going to go back to the debt ceiling debate. If we do some version of what this listener is suggesting here, cut spending to match the debt ceiling, all right? I would like to think that the majority of people would say, awesome, the government is doing exactly what I have to do every day. I can't spend more than I take in. But I wonder if you have a whole group of people just like the people said, oh, Roe versus Wade overturned, by the way, by a Supreme Court. It wasn't by Congress. The Supreme Court did this. God bless them for doing it, by the way. They stood up for innocent children. I don't care what it cost us. I think it was absolutely the right thing to do, and I'm glad they did it. But you see where I'm getting at here? The political cost of doing what this listener suggests, even though I think we all agree is the right thing to do, could be significant. Do we care? We didn't care in Roe versus Wade, and again, it wasn't a congressional decision. It was a court's decision. Do we care? Do we care about the potential political cost? That's what I'm asking you. You can answer now, Kevin, and anybody else can answer.
Yeah. You know where I'm at with this.
We don't care about the political cost?
No. We can't keep going down this road.
But hear me out. If we don't care about the political cost, we have a razor-thin majority in the House who now, thankfully, will be negotiating on this with the White House.
Oh, I get your point. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Now you lose the House.
Yeah, now we're back into playing the game.
You don't gain the Senate.
Now how are we going to play the game?
You lose the presidency.
I get you.
Again, I'm using the example
Can't ignore that part of it and how it's got to be played. The long game, but...
Texter says, four migrant buses from Texas arrested in New York for stealing at Macy's, reportedly tied to South America thief ring, released without bail. Well, of course they were released without bail. Of course they were. I mean, there's more Macy's out there they haven't hit. I mean, right? They you know, the judge feels empathy for them. Go hit some more. There you go. Another listener, it's amazing to me how China continues to destroy us. One thing about the American people, they have amnesia, which China knew full well we have. We've accepted a traitor in the White House who's illegitimate, but we call him president every day. How must China laugh at how easy it is? Another listener, 60% of the budget of annual revenue, of the 60%, 40% goes to the national debt. Argument for doing something and making the case to the American people, once again I say, what about the political cost? I think I'd argue for doing the right thing and explaining it well. But that's no slam dunk. What do you want? 271-1100. 855-200-1776. Or text us 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Another listener says, no credit card company would raise your limit for you if you're perpetually maxed out. The government should be treated no different. More on this topic with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. House Republicans debating it. What's the plan? Are we good with the plan? One other noteworthy news event politically. Do you see this, Kev? Franklin Graham says he won't endorse Donald Trump for president. Now, he said not only he's not going to endorse Donald Trump, but he said, I'm not going to endorse anybody else. It's a high-profile figure saying no go on Donald Trump. What do you make of that? Let's get Paul in here quick before the break. Hey, Paul, you're on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, Paul?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Well, okay. I heard the beep. I didn't realize it was for me. Sorry about that. One of the things, I think it's important to look at what we have done in the past. And that was in the 90s when Clinton was president. They raised taxes and they restrained spending. They didn't cut spending, they just restrained it. And there was a general agreement. As a matter of fact, Canada did the same thing in the 90s.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about is they lowered the rate of the increases. Right?
Yes. So, yeah. The thing was, it worked. And, of course, when George Bush became president, he did what he wanted to do, which I guess was cut rich taxes, especially on the wealthy.
Well, anything that they're doing to cut is great. I think that's whistling past the graveyard a bit, but appreciate
my name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. As more classified documents were discovered in President Biden's home, former Republican Congressman Devin Nunes on Newsmax explains how difficult it is to get documents out of their secure environment.
If I wanted to move something from the House Intelligence Committee to another location, I couldn't just take it, for example, back to my own personal office. My office wasn't cleared for that.
California is reeling from a second mass shooting in days after another senior citizen shot dead seven former co-workers south of San Francisco in Half Moon Bay. San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus.
This kind of shooting is horrific. It's a tragedy that we hear about far too often, but today it's hit home here in San Mateo County.
Luke Shepherdson was declared the winner in one of the world's most prestigious surfing contests held in Hawaii over the weekend for the first time in 7 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. Well, I'm New York City born and raised, nowadays I'm lost between two shores.
The great Neil Diamond, 82 today, so we're bumpering with a little Neil Diamond on What's On Your Mind. Snow has started in the east. Watching that as we speak. Cranking up What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Should we see what's for lunch today? I think we should. I see some Salisbury steak in Harwood, I-29 exit. 12th Avenue and I-29, scallop potatoes and ham. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf or sweet and sour chicken. There's Swedish meatballs at MP Avenue and in Glendon, and Taco Mac on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. North Dakota oil and gas touches every corner of North Dakota. There is not a sub-inch of North Dakota that isn't touched in some way by what happens with oil and gas development in western North Dakota. We love keeping tabs on that and trying our best to understand the barriers that are there for additional development as well. Lynn Helms is the top regulator for the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. He's the director of mineral resources, joins us on What's On Your Mind right now. Lynn, how are you?
Very well, Scott. It's a good day in the oil patch in North Dakota.
Well, good to catch up with you, and looking forward to a little run-through on how things are looking here in the new year of 2024. The latest month that you have numbers for, of course, are back in 2022. Tell us what the outlook is looking like.
Yeah, so just a little bit of a look back, looking at November. Production was down just a little bit. You recall that's when winter started. Not too much, down 2%, still above a million barrels a day. Surprisingly, the gas-oil ratio decreased a little bit. That's one of the new technology artifacts, I guess you would say. Lots of operators are moving out into that Tier 2 and Tier 3 area and drilling three-mile laterals with the new technology. And so that's rock that's less depleted, and the gas-oil ratio is lower. So that's giving us a little bit of relief there, but we shouldn't count on any kind of long-term fix there. We really need to find export capacity and in-state value-added capacity for our natural gas. We've only got 2 to 4 years before we run out of export capacity. So permitting activity strong, rig count is flat. Everything is looking like a normal winter as far as November. Now, we know that December is going to be bad. We had the terrible blizzards, and then we had the extreme cold weather. And so we know that looking out a little bit, we're not going to have the good production that we had in October and November in the month of December. So one of the surprising things is the huge drop in natural gas prices. And so we've had a lot of moderation in natural gas prices. You know, in August, natural gas at Henry Hub was selling for almost $10 a thousand cubic feet, and it's down to $3.44. So that just gives you an idea of how volatile world oil and gas markets can be. That's going to put a lot of pressure on operators to do the right thing, and you know, a lot of pressure on our because of the flaring requirements and the ESG requirements and all of that. So the legislature, thankfully, is looking at an incentive to try to push that gas capture number up a little bit and give industry a little bit of boost along those lines. And we can talk about that in a few minutes. But really, Scott, what I want to talk about is the attitude of the industry and the attitude of the federal government. So industry-wide, everybody is talking flat to very slight growth in oil production. So you heard the folks that spoke to the legislature from S&P and also from Moody's. They're getting the same message that very slow growth, and we'll hang in there at that 1.1 million barrels a day, maybe press up towards 1.2 million barrels a day, but very, very slow growth is what industry has, you know, looking at them through the windshield. On the other hand, the Biden administration continues to make a full-on assault. So they have no quarterly federal lease sale planned for the first quarter of 2023. They have a tentative one planned for the second quarter, but it only touches not even a fifth of the tracts that are nominated and available. And then they've just come out with a new proposal for the Bureau of Land Management to bring back the Obama administration venting and flaring rules. So we're commenting on that. The Industrial Commission will be talking about comments on that today. And the EPA has come out with much more stringent greenhouse gas emission rules. This time they don't want to apply them just to new facilities, but they want to go all the way back and apply them to any oil and gas facility nationwide on any well that's been drilled at any point in time. And so, and I just today got notice that the Bureau of Land Management is going to redo their resource management plan for North Dakota. So it is a full-on pushback by this administration in terms of trying to increase oil production and increase economic activity out there.
I want to ask you just a little bit about the government side of this. First of all, the EPA greenhouse gas rules is an example. What is the regulatory sort of the bureaucracy of implementing something like this? Wanting something and actually getting it from them and having it implemented takes how long?
Oh, yeah, well, great story. And, you know, we're talking 2 years in that neighborhood in order to actually get something to happen in this arena. And, you know, we've been working with the Department of Environmental Quality on rule comments. But, for example, since EPA looks at this and feels like they can't deliver on this, they've actually incorporated into the rule that any private citizen or third-party NGO could get into the business of reporting environmental emissions out there. Anybody that can afford a FLIR camera or some type of methane-sniffing equipment can report what they think is a leak or emissions out there, and there's no recourse written into the rule for the operator to have a hearing or for the state to intervene. So, again, you know, the desire to put extremely draconian rules on the industry, the inability to deliver on them, and then the handing over to third-party environmental organizations of reporting and measuring and enforcement. It's one of the worst rules I think I've ever seen.
Wow. And I assume this one would be litigated, right? You're not just going to say, okay, EPA, bring it on. We'll lay down here. You talked about the comments, but if ultimately they're successful in getting implemented and you don't have a different administration that would have a different viewpoint, you could litigate it, right?
Yes, absolutely. And as you recall, we were very successful in litigating the BLM venting and flaring rule back in 2016, and it finally went away. Also successful at litigating and appealing the EPA new source performance rules. And, you know, that's tied up in the court system. You know, litigation, of course, is a slow and expensive process. We've been at those two lawsuits for 6 years. But we've learned that when you make comments, you need to create your standing because these administrations don't back off. And ultimately, you have to litigate these things. And so in your comments, you have to make sure that you get everything in there so you create standing to move forward with litigation in the federal court system.
And you mentioned this BLM resource management plan is new and unlike anything you've seen previously out of the BLM?
Well, it's certainly much more restrictive, yes. And so, you know, we continue to move from a multi-use attitude to on federal lands to more and more restrictive use, and the refusal to incorporate fossil fuels into that multi-use plan. So, yeah, every new plan that we see that comes out every 5 years gets more and more restrictive, and this one is no different.
And if I'm industry, of course I'm reporting that we're going to stay flat or very, very slow growth because I see the target on my back from these other things we're talking about, right? I mean, are those two linked, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you hear the comments that, well, industry has plenty of leases to drill on and that sort of thing. But if you're industry and you're continually being targeted by one new rule after another, you don't invest a lot of capital in production growth. Industry is being told, we need you to produce a lot of oil and gas today, but next year we need you to go out of business. And that does not generate capital investment. It doesn't generate jobs, and it doesn't generate economic activity. And it's completely unrealistic. So that's the situation that they're facing. You know, along with that, there are new ESG reporting rules from the Securities and Exchange Commission, and so our publicly traded companies are under even more pressure. So it's pressure from all sides, and it only makes sense that our industry would say, yeah, we can grow production a little bit, and we can make a really good profit, but we really can't plan for large capital investments.
I mean, I just want somebody to think of, pick an industry. You sell hot dogs for a living. You have a hot dog stand, and your federal government had a target, you know, pointing you out, wanting you gone, what that would be like day in and day out. That's what this oil and gas industry that is so essential to the economic vibrancy of North Dakota is part of. Hang tight, Lynn. We'll continue this conversation, talk a little bit about some of the things happening locally in the legislature and others on What's Great. On Your Mind. Still to come, Congressman Kelly Armstrong will join us at the top of next hour for an update on the debt battle. And the money man, Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk, will be here too. All coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code Flag Family. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/Flag Family or call 972-PATRIOT. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Kentucky woman, she shines with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You know, there's a lot of winter left. And winter is but a minor distraction if you have a hot spring spa. In fact, the colder it is, the more you like getting into the hot tub. It's true. You love it. Oh, it's snowing out. Good, let's get in the hot tub.
Exactly.
I mean, you just love it because none of that matters. You're in your own little paradise. Same thing with the Findlay Old Sauna. Last night my wife's like, I'm headed for the sauna. Let's go. They're in stock and ready to deliver right now as well. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, you tell them Scott sent you. Continuing with Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, Congressman Kelly Armstrong at the top of next hour, and the money man, Brian Kroc, to make sense of what our markets are doing here. Coming up as well with some great information always on the program, so you want to stay tuned for that. Lynn, let's talk a little bit about, I want to talk about the industry's perspective. What changes? I mean, if I'm the industry and I see the EPA doing this, BLM doing this, and, you know, knowing that, the markets with ESG, I see all these targets on my back be hard-pressed to say, yeah, let's go. But we saw Continental Resources recently say, you know what, we're going to exit the public market. We're not going to be a public company anymore. We're going to take ourselves private so we don't have to play that game. Will there be other players that will say, I know they're trying to come and get me, but I'm going to ramp up? I mean, is there a chance that more production happens in this environment?
Yes, Scott, I think you're right. I think we're going to see more of that. And, you know, every day I look at Heart Energy and I read about mergers and acquisitions and companies going private. And that, of course, will relieve them from those SEC rules. And that takes one monkey off their back. They're still going to have to deal with the EPA. They may or may not have to deal with the Bureau of Land Management. I know Continental Resources is one organization that has avoided federal leases as much as absolutely possible. But, of course, the Bureau of Land Management and Department of Interior, they want to exert their authority over any well that's in a spacing unit where there's federal lands. And so they want to touch 22% of our wells with their regulations, and we're going to have to fight back on that. But I think you are going to see industry pushback. There are still oil men and oil women working in this industry, and, you know, they want to continue to produce and grow and generate a profit for their private investors. And so I do believe we're going to see that, and we've really noticed it in our rig count. The private companies have recovered completely to the pre-pandemic rig count, whereas the publicly traded companies are still operating at about half of their pre-pandemic rig count, just because of the pressure that's been put on them by the Biden administration.
It's hard not to. It's understandable thinking, that's for sure. You mentioned earlier that there's some development going on in Tier 2 and Tier 3. Explain that for our listeners what that means.
Yeah, sure. So we've always recognized what we call the core area of the Bakken. That's where the discovery in Partial Field was made. You know, it's that area in southeastern Williams and southwestern Mound Trail, northern Dunn, eastern McKenzie County, where you have the best rock, the best geology. You got at least five layers of Bakken and Three Forks. And that core area is about 85% developed now. So industry got to work and figured out the technology to be able to drill 15,000-foot laterals instead of 10,000-foot laterals and actually recover more oil per square mile out of those 15,000-foot laterals with the perforating technology, the cementing and hydraulic fracturing technology. They're getting initial production rates comparable to the 2-mile wells in the core area, and they're actually getting increased recovery. So we've been busy respacing all of the land outside that core area, probably 10,000 square miles out of the 15,000-mile oil field that we have. We're respacing into 1920 spacing units instead of 1280s so they can drill these 3-mile laterals. You know, that's going to allow, again, a third less footprint on the land, a third less wells that you have to build tank batteries for and worry about pipelines and emission controls and all of that, and still recover the same amount of oil. So technology continues to march on. Just 10 years ago, it took 39 days to drill a 10,000-foot lateral. Today it takes 9 days and just 3 more days to get that extra 5,000 feet. So a 3-mile-long well in that area outside the core can now be drilled in about 12 days.
I only have 30 seconds left, but quick update on the legislature.
Some really good things happening over there. They're looking at getting rid of that high oil price tax increase. They're looking at a sales tax to incentivize development out in Tier 3. They're looking at a tax break for people that want to refrack wells and bring older wells back up in production. And they're looking at an incentive to put more gas capture on these well sites so that if a midstream company goes down, that gas can be captured and injected into one of the wells on a multi-well pad instead of going to flare. So the legislature is the industry's partner in this state.
Love hearing that, that's for sure. Lynn, great to catch up. Thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you next month.
Thanks, Scott.
More after this on What's On Your Mind. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus the great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.